Hello, this is Una Buverona's Dungeon of Horrors podcast, where every day is fun and fulfilled horror day. I am your host, Una, and I am here every week to bring you your five horror top picks in books and movies and with any other horror info. Today's topic will be a basic lesson on Halloween. A small history of Halloween is basically me saying in a nutshell or a quick summarization. If I were to summarize Halloween, it was basically a pagan holiday started by the Celts to celebrate their Samhain festival near Ireland way back in the day. If you're a pagan, you probably already know what I'm talking about, so I don't need to basically go over this. And it was a celebration, basically, much the same way we celebrate Halloween today. They dressed up in costumes, minus the bonfires, because they did do bonfires back then. And it was the celebration was there for them to basically ward off ghosts and evil spirits, and if you kind of believe in that stuff, which I kind of do. Halloween has always been my favorite holiday. Just to let you know, yeah, Halloween is definitely always my favorite holiday. Still is, even before I tried being Wiccan, even before I became a Muslim, Halloween is always my favorite holiday. I used to just sit at the couch right around midnight and watch a whole bunch of horror movies to sit there and try to scare myself to death, which I still do today. And then do a little bit of journal reflection on the big Halloween extravaganza and what I've done so far. Hello, Una here, and I am back now going into today's top five horror movies, historical horror movies with some history or event back in the day, and what we should really, really, truly, or how I feel we should really, really, truly be afraid of. Now, movie number one is Crimson Peak, 2015. Yeah, and that was movie number one. Movie number two is Shadow of the Vampire, 2000. Movie number three is my favorite Halloween topic, Werewolves, Brotherhood of the Wolf, 2001. And movie number four is Beyond the Young Frankenstein, a classic, 1974. And movie number five is House of Usher, 1960. I have to rewatch that one because I know I've seen bits and pieces in the trailer of it, but never really got fully into it. But I will definitely, it's on the list, and I'm definitely going to rewatch. And that is our top five horror movies for this episode today.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is your host Una here. I hope you enjoyed that little interlude. Well, I'm back with your top five historical horror books to going towards this episode. Book number one is The Exorcist by William Peter. Yeah, I watched that movie like over and over and over when I was a kid. Still scares the mess out of me. But number two, Dracula by Bram Stoker. Book number three, Jaws by Peter Bradley. Love the movie. Love the movie. Book number two, Another Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. Never did really read the book, but loved all the Frankenstein movies. And I have watched all of them, especially when I was a kid. Number four, but and last but not least, book number five, Audrey Rose by Frank DiFatilla. And that is your top five historical horror novels based on true stories, which I've known all the stories from the backgrounds and documentaries and stuff like that. And some books I am reading and some books I need to finish reading. And I will tell you all about them maybe when I come back with another episode, and we'll do a recap of the books I've read within the year or so. So that is your top five for this episode of historical accurate books, since we're all talking about the history of Halloween. And that being said, I'm going to start slowly wrapping up this episode of Una's Queen's Dungeon of Horrors. And I will see you in a few minutes. Hello, and this is your host, Una, from the Queen's Dungeons of Horrors podcast, and I'm coming back with a quick conclusion to our top five episode, and what I've learned from my few days of researching Halloween and its beginnings is you can never to be too sure of yourself that there aren't things that go bump in the night and that certain things aren't based on a true story. Always look up the information for yourself. And I will leave you guys with a few short advertisements, and the Halloween quote of today's episode is, "This is Halloween. Everyone's entitled to one good scare." Which, I just love this quote. I love it. I love it. I love it. And it basically sums up what I like to do on Halloween, which is scare myself to death, because the only time of the year you actually get to do it and it actually be okay. So, with that being said, all music and songs that you've heard in this episode belong to Spotify and their respective artists. No, they're not paying me to advertise them and everything. I just love using my playlist. And don't forget to check my boutique out on Chloe and Isabel, the LGW boutique, and my Etsy shop, Make It Hot, Make It Happen Till You Break It shop on Etsy. And with that being said, have a very horrible day. Good night. Hello, and welcome to my show, Queen's Dungeons of Horrors. Well, today we do our top five and our topic for the day. My name is Una Blue Verona, and I will be your host for this evening. Today's show is City Life and Halloween, and some of the differences of trick-or-treating, basically, between the city and the suburbs of the country. Welcome back to my show. I hope you enjoyed that little interlude. Well, now let's get straight into our topic for the episode. Our topic for the episode is trick-or-treating, the difference between city and the suburb trick-or-treating. Well, the first difference I know is it's easier to get people together. You don't have to sit there and pre-plan ahead for the entire walk and then the drive and then the actual trick-or-treating itself. You can just go out and do. Number two is the actual trick-or-treating, right, the basic walking around in the city. I used to live in New York City, so I would know a little bit about this. It's actually, you could just go to any door's house and knock on their doors and kind of enjoy trick-or-treating the way it was meant to be enjoyed. In the suburb, it's a little bit harder. You have to drive to the area and then go trick-or-treating with a bunch of kids in the car. It's a whole different experience, but from my personal experience. And the third and the last thing is there's less planning involved. So you don't have to plan your drive. You don't have to plan how to go out there. And you don't have to plan buying your costumes ahead of time. In the city, you can more just walk to the store or work or take the bus and then, or go pick up your costumes right after this or that. You can't kind of do that in like the country suburbs or even the, it's very hard to get that done. Well, that's out my little short snippet topic of the day. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. Hello and welcome back. Now we're getting into the meat of our show, and that is our top three horror books kind of based in the city life. Book number one is The Dark Harvest by Norman. Book number two is Ghost Road by Mayberry. And book number three is Dark Leaves by Kayleen Patrick. And that will be our top three books. Our next segment of the show is our top five movies, all available on Netflix. Number one is The Void. Number two, Under the Shadow. Number three, Starry Eyes. Number four, Dark Song. And number five, The Den. Well, thanks for listening, and that's our show for today, you guys. Remember, I'll be here next week, same 3 times, afternoon and night. And don't forget to check out my Chloe and Isabel shop, LGW Boutique shop, where I sell jewelry and stuff for women and men. All music I do not own. Once again, they belong to Spotify and the prospective artists. So you again can find my playlist there. Until next time, have a scary, scary night. Goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.